talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I will die in the house that I grew up in. I'm homesick.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Homesick by Noah Kahn, and he's headlining the High Water Festival in North Charleston coming up in April. And that's in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Bailey Baker. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show we organize, which is coming up February 2nd through the 4th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, I wanted to take a moment to thank the folks at Buck Lumber and Building Supply. They had their big customer appreciation lunch this past Friday, it's always a great time, and they really roll out the red carpet for their contractors and customers. Special thanks to Rob Crawford, the general manager, and Dale Fort for organizing that, and in addition to all sorts of great vendors that were out there, like Sierra Pacific and Atlantis Rail and many, many more. And there was also a kind of a surprise visit from Charleston's own Bill Murray. He stopped by to eat some oysters and have some of the shrimp creole that that Buck Lumber, their caterer, was serving. So he created a little bit of a stir by stopping by to visit at Buck Lumber and Building Supply. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to general contractor David Watsky with Watsky and Weeders Construction, interior designer Nadine Vogel with Sweetgrass Living, Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, and finally Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. Have a great weekend. And talking to us now is general contractor David Watsky with Watsky and Weeders Construction. How are you doing, David?
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. David, take a moment and tell everyone about Watsky and Weeders Construction.
Yes, good morning, guys. My name is David with Watsky and Weeders Construction. Forrest Weeders and I are a general contracting company in Charleston, South Carolina. We operate in the greater Charleston area. I'm currently in Kiowa as we speak. We operate from Kiowa all the way to the other end of Mount Pleasant and everywhere in between. Full renovations, kitchens, bathrooms, interior, exterior work, you name it, Tim, we're on it.
Good deal. Is there, I notice there's a lot of, seems to be quite a few building permits being issued on Daniel Island by Watsky and Weeders Construction. Is that an area that Watsky and Weeders Construction works on quite a bit?
That has been an area that I've personally been on, and that Forrest and I with Watsky Weeders have been on continuously for years. We have had nothing but outstanding experiences with everyone on Daniel Island.
Well, that's great. Well, that it says a lot about your reputation at Watsky and Weeders Construction that I'm sure you're getting quite a few referrals from neighbors that you folks have done work with, and the other neighbors are like, hey, I've seen those trucks out in front, and what kind of experience did you have with Watsky and Weeders Construction? What kinds of feedback do you typically get from your homeowner customers?
Well, I tell you, word of mouth bodes us well. We operate in a principled fashion. We show up when we say we're going to show up. We execute high-end results, and we communicate throughout the duration of the projects. And, these days we have social media holds a sway and has such a massive presence in these communities like Daniel Island, for instance, and they communicate amongst ourselves. We got the immediate neighbors of the project, the addresses of the projects we're at, and they talked amongst themselves, and they can, show each other, but people vouch for us, and that means a lot, and so we're very grateful for that. And that's how we also work with Charleston Home Design. We have a social media presence and a website, but like by far word of mouth is the most significant.
Yeah. And that word of mouth, that can be a double-edged sword where it can hurt you also. And it doesn't sound like that is the case. But does Watsky and Weeders Construction, you folks do mainly remodel projects? Do you do any new construction?
We do not build houses currently, Tim.
Gotcha. Okay. So remodeling projects, those always there's one thing you can count on, and that is there will be some surprises. And how does Watsky and Weeders Construction handle those surprises when they pop up?
We pivot. We get in the solution business, buddy. the reality of it is, homes have been built for a long time, especially in Charleston area. You'll go to older neighborhoods. Well, downtown, for instance, you'll run into that over there. The older the house, the more likely you'll have to pivot. How we deal with that is, it's always helpful in the contractual stage, the permitting stage, and the estimating stage, and the initial consultation stage is to communicate how, the likelihood of how that will – of that happening, what it'll look like. We walk customers through, point this out, this is unexpected. This is what we look forward to moving forward to resolve this issue. It's just communication, for the vast majority of our customers, everybody's, it comes with a price tag,
right? Yeah.
Which is not everybody's favorite, but the inevitable correcting of the issue is at hand, and we'll do it as seamlessly as we can possibly do.
Right. Well, can you think of, do any projects come to mind that Watsky and Weeders Construction has been involved with this year that you're particularly proud of?
We're proud of all our, Tim.
Yeah. Like I'm looking at the Watsky and Weeders Construction ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine. I see a beautiful tile bathroom, for example. Looks like you used maybe subway tile. Does that one strike a bell?
We use a lot of subway tile. I'll tell you. let me bring your attention to we have a brickyard plantation project that I believe hopefully is under contract right now. That was a full renovation with the help of Artelia Interiors. She's the homeowner. She got at us, and we collaborated through the entire process. High end results. It's a fantabulous job out there, man. We increased the value of that home tremendously, and it speaks for itself. I'm actually out at Kiowa right now. We had a full renovation at our Terrapin Court project. Every bedroom, accent wall. We maximize every area over here. We've got wallpaper, custom built-ins, custom bunk beds, bathrooms, interior, exterior. We built a shower, you name it. We worked out here with some amazing homeowners, and as well as, you know, we have a relationship with Robin Ahern, with Charleston Island Rentals, amongst many other amazing people out here that we collaborate with many projects out on Kiowa. We have an East Bay project. Those guys are great. We've done the whole kitchens, bathrooms, garage areas, laundry rooms. We have an addition going on in Mount Pleasant, the Hobcaw. We essentially double the size of their home, and which initially in turn doubles the value of their house. And you know, growing boys, it's a necessity, and it's cheaper, to be honest with you, and more effective to renovate your home as opposed to buying a new home, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. And you know, people, they look around, they realize they want to make some changes to their home, but where are we going to move? That's the big question. Yeah. And then with interest rates being so high and so forth,
I would like to dial back the word cheaper. The word effective, you know, is more of a word. You know, I don't know anything that's cheap these days, but like, you know, the process of moving can be daunting, but like, you know, we grow accustomed to our neighborhood and our neighbors and the schooling systems. And like, if we can pull it off, let's pull it off. Let's make this our dream home right here.
Right.
That's our, yes, sir.
Yeah. And I've said this in previous interviews that, you know, if you've got a house that needs some of that updating and there are changes that you want to make, do it now, call Watsky and Weeders Construction and you know, get your project in line and enjoy the time that you'll be able to be in that remodeled home. And the reality is that when you go to sell it years from now, that you'll get that investment back. And just think of all the intangibles, those moments that you've spent with your family that you've been able to enjoy even more within the confines of a beautiful home versus, you know, sort of limping through life with the home that you have that you really aren't totally happy with.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, is there, I imagine you're lining up work for next year. What should the homeowners do if they want to make some changes? What's the first step they should take?
Well, my name is David Watsky. My phone number is area code 843-830-4826. Our website is www.construct.com. We have a social media presence on Facebook and on Instagram. My partner's name is Forrest Weeders, and his number is area code 843-568-3268. You guys, email as well. We're easily reachable. There's only about 3 degrees of separation in the Charleston area to find out Forrest and I or us as a company. My email is david@wwconstruct.com, forrest@wwconstruct.com. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you. We're prompt. Love to take care of you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, Tim.
Yeah. And you weren't saying www.blah, blah, blah. That your website is
wwconstruct.com, as in Watsky and Weeders Construct.com. It's just two letters to abbreviate the two last names, wwconstruct.com.
Thank you for clarifying that. And you can always find Watsky and Weeders Construction within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We've been talking with David Watsky, general contractor with Watsky and Weeders Construction. Thanks so much, David.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
And talking to us now is interior designer Nadine Vogel with Sweetgrass Living. How are you doing, Nadine?
I am well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Nadine, take a moment and tell everyone about your interior design practice, Sweetgrass Living.
So Sweetgrass Living works with homeowners not only around the U.S., but globally to help them realize their dreams. And their dreams can be anything from a remodel or a refresh of a bedroom to building a new house, you know, from the pilings up and going from there. So it's everything from end to end so that the homeowner feels really comfortable in their home when we're done.
Mm-hmm. And how can you talk about how specifically Sweetgrass Living is helping homeowners in that process?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, every homeowner is different in terms of what they're looking for and what they need. So some homeowners really have a good sense of what they want, but it's very piecemeal. And they really have a lot of problems putting it all together. And you can see it because if you look at what they have today, it's very hodgepodge. And each piece or each thing on its own isn't bad, but when you put it together, it just doesn't go. And they recognize that. So sometimes it's just helping them with what they like, but realizing what goes together and what doesn't. So sometimes it's as simple as that. We also have clients at Sweetgrass that say, Nadine, I am like the black thumb of plants. So I'll tell you what I absolutely hate. But other than that, I just need you to do this for me. And in that case, my questions are around function more than anything. Because everybody wants to go with what is, you know, shiny, new, pretty, latest trend. But that doesn't always align with the way someone functions in their home, whether how they use their kitchen, right, or their primary bath, or whatever it may be. So I take a step back and really talk about function and functionality. Sometimes if we're building a new home, and we're involved there, we really get involved at the very front end with the architect, and we look at, you know, process engineering, and everything that's being designed and recommended from the pilings to, you know, the 2x4s is thinking about, well, what are we missing, right? Because the homeowner often, unless they've built homes before, don't even know what questions to ask. And then when the outcome, they look at it like, that's not really what I wanted, but they couldn't articulate that up front. So often I'm their voice and articulating what I think they may want to know, some additional questions, some additional thoughts. So it's not, okay, I like this, but let me understand why I wouldn't like that. So it's really a process to get them involved and help them love that home at the end. But to me, the worst thing that can happen is someone goes through a major remodel or a build of a new home, and at the end they're excited because it's new. But then I hear the things that they don't love about it. Oh, I wish I had. I wish I knew. I want to eliminate all those I wishes at the end. I want to get them done up front. So that's a big part of what we do. Sometimes we also are working with folks that are aging or looking to age in place in a home. And then we're also bringing in aspects, which I think you and I have talked about before, of universal design. Mm-hmm. And making sure that as we age, our house can still accommodate us, no matter what our needs may be as we, you know, get older and have new aches and pains.
Right. Yeah, and you touched on something that I think is incredibly important, and that is the outcome of a project, because I think a lot of homeowners, they take for granted, they say, okay, I'm going to devote X amount of dollars to this project. And they just assume that the outcome is going to be what they expect. And there's not a guarantee in that. And there might be some things that fall short in that process. So that breaks my heart to think about people that have spent all that money and then they have regrets at the end and they say, I wish I had done this or I wish I had done that.
Exactly. Because, you know, when you make the changes up front, you make decisions up front, it's either no cost, low cost. When you want to make them later, it's either high cost or you just can't do it at all.
Right.
And that is a shame. And I just find that whether it's designers, it's builders, architects, they tend to have a certain style or certain things that they do that they recommend, not taking into consideration the individual homeowner and some of their unique issues. They have a child with a disability. They have aging parents. They travel a lot. Like, whatever it may be, that has to go into the equation. It has to be a factor right up front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And the other thing is, you know, not everyone hires an interior designer with their remodel project or their new construction project. And the ones that decide to kind of cut that corner, a lot of times they will rely on the design advice of the general contractor. And the general contractor really doesn't want to get into that. They'll base their answer that to your question about what should I do here, based on past experience, or they'll go to the lighting store, the tile store, and they'll hit up the showroom designer for advice on cabinetry. And those people don't necessarily know the whole project and can't see, don't have a bird's eye view. And that's why when it comes to remodeling your home or building a new home, I can't think of too many things that you're going to spend more money on. A lot of times I remember a general contractor saying people spend more time researching a car than they do, researching, hiring a builder or something like that.
Yes. Yes. That's why a lot of people refer to me as the doctor of design, because I want to prescribe, right? But you can't prescribe, even if you're a doctor, you can't prescribe medication until you do an exam, until you uncover the issues. You have to understand what's behind it in order to make, and think about it. There could be, someone could be sick with something and there's five different drugs a doctor could recommend. But which one they're going to recommend will have to do with, well, what are some of the comorbidities that this person has, right? What are other factors to take into consideration so this one, rather than all five, are the best choice? It's kind of the same thing, but with design.
Right. Yep. That makes sense. Well, tell me about the project that Charleston Home and Design Magazine just photographed recently, where the homeowner was quite involved in the project with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we have clients in design that want to be very involved somewhat and not at all. This last client was intimately involved, and I loved it. Because there was never a question of what this person wants or likes. She got involved from the very beginning, sending me drawings. She would draw things on a piece of paper, scan it in. She even got her own design software to try to figure out what she wanted and would give it to me. She went with me to every store to source every piece, anything I was looking at, even electronically. We were on FaceTime together. She was looking at it with me and giving me feedback. And it's interesting because I've talked to designers who said, oh my gosh, that would drive me crazy. Why are they hiring me, right? But for me, it was fabulous. There was no second guessing. If a decision was made, I knew she wasn't going to second guess or come back because she was so involved. And it really shortened the time that we needed to spend on each room in the home because I had a really good sense right up front of the kind of direction she wanted to go. And sometimes, folks, when we work with them, they want everything done quickly. Like, just tell me when I can move back in my home, right? Tell me when this is going to be done. I want to get the contractors out of the house. This particular homeowner really felt she wanted to do it in stages. It was very overwhelming. We were looking at, a lot of different rooms, and let's do it in stages. And sometimes that can make it more difficult. Sometimes it can make it more costly. But we had, really good discussions about value engineering right up front. So understanding we were going to take a process, it still worked really, really well. And I would say now 90% of the home is finished. And Charleston Home Design was out last week and doing photos of the home. And it's absolutely beautiful. But because she was so intimately involved, she takes a pride, right? She has pride in this work as if she was a designer. Like, I take so much pride in the work when I look at that finished product. But if you would see her smile, it goes beyond just a homeowner's smile. Because she knew she really had a hand in every aspect, every decision. And I think, again, that's not for everyone. But for her, it worked really well. And at Sweetgrass, we're really flexible. So there is no one we can't work with. It's about the homeowner and how they want to work, not how I want to work.
How do you kind of stretch the limits with regards to the homeowner's comfort zone? Because, you know, sometimes you have a particular vision that but it's hard to convey what the outcome will look like. And up front, the homeowner might be like, whoa, let's put the brakes on. I'm not sure I want to do that. What comes to mind is I remember there was a reality show here in Charleston, I think on HGTV, and the designer was helping these homeowners in a home that was built in the 1800s, and beautiful heart pine floors, and the designer said, I'd like to paint the wood floors with kind of like a diamond pattern. And I remember like sort of gasping myself, like, oh, I would never let somebody, you know, paint those you know, historic floors. But they look great. They look really good. But it's, I guess it would that be like a the trust that has been built up over time working with an interior designer?
Yes and no, because it in the end it could have looked absolutely beautiful. But as beautiful as it looked, did the homeowner feel comfortable living in the home with those floors?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sometimes someone picks things out of a magazine and they'll say, oh, this is gorgeous. But they'll be honest and say, but I would never feel comfortable in that home. It's too fancy. It's too this. It's too that. As designers, we need to pick up on that about the homeowner. So we have to understand who they are as people. What's their day in the life like? Do they throw big parties? Are they more casual parties where there's going to be lots of kids and stuff that's going to, you know, spill every place? Or are they more formal in how they entertain? Like, all of those factors have to go into this. Because, you know, so you asked about like stretching, you know, the client. So if the client gives me some ideas of what they're looking for, I will absolutely fulfill that as one recommendation. So let's say that's option A. Option B might be my vision that is could be completely different or somewhat different, typically completely different. And then I'm going to give them an option C, which might meld the two. So it takes the things that I know that are comfort factors for them, but then takes them a little, stretches them just a little bit, mm-hmm. gives them a little more outside the box. And then we talk about it. And we talk about, you know, do you like option A, option B, option C? And usually that's very comfortable for them. And then they'll say, oh, actually, I really like option C. Or option C, but I want to keep this from, you know, menu item A. You have to do that. It's their home. It's not our home.
Right.
And so there might be things I really want to design wild and crazy, but I'm not living there.
Yeah, and that's something I think a lot of folks have never worked with an interior designer, and so they may be a little bit wary about, you know,
yes.
is this designer going to push their style on me, or
yes.
am I going to have to like fight these battles of saying no, or it
right.
sounds like at Sweetgrass Living, your interior design firm, you're doing a lot of listening and a lot of trying to pull information from the homeowner to get a sense of the style that they want.
Absolutely. You know, someone told me a long time ago, you have two ears and one mouth. Right? Listen more, talk less.
Right.
And I think when it comes to interior design, that's really, really important. And whether it's with the homeowners or it's right up front with the architect, the general contractor, it's about listening to what everyone is saying. And sometimes it's serving as the mediator, the psychologist, if you will, because sometimes it's the architect or the contractor talking, and I can see that the homeowner is not really grasping what they're saying.
Right.
And so sometimes it's a translation. It's listening to both. Or the homeowner is trying to articulate what they want, and I see the architect's not really getting it. So a lot of times that listening is just translating information back and forth
mm-hmm.
to make sure everybody's on the same sheet of music.
Yeah, that makes sense. What about when the husband wants this and the wife wants that? How do you resolve that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's a daily. That's a daily. That's the marriage counselor part.
Right.
What I do is when I first meet the couple, and if it is a couple, I always insist on meeting both of them, because even if they say, well, she's not really involved, I'm handling this, or he's not really involved, I'm doing this, I'm like, I still want to meet with both of you. I want to hear it and see it myself. And then what I'll always do is get involved with each one, understanding what they want, what they like, what they don't like. So we had a homeowner recently. The husband is 6'4". The wife is 5 feet. And we were working in their primary bathroom, and it got into an issue of height of mirrors, where the mirrors should be, placement of a lot of things. And there was a major disagreement of how this should be handled. And so we had to get really creative, and we did. We did something very unique. So typically in a primary bath, you'll have, the vanities side by side, mirrors side by side. We did something where they were backed up to one another. So they each had their own individual space instead of connecting their space. And the room was big enough to allow us to do this. And they each loved it because they each got very precisely what they felt they needed from a functional standpoint in the primary bath. We spend so much time in that primary bath, we need it to work for us.
You know, that you just described the master bath that my wife and I have at home, and she has her space, and her vanity and sink is walled off, and on the other side of that wall is my space, she'll sometimes she's be getting ready and she'll say, what do you want, what are you doing over in my space? and it works perfectly. I was, as you were describing the solution for that, I was thinking, I wonder if she thought of suggesting that same thing, sort of a Jack and Jill type situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, again, it's listening. It's just listening.
Right. Well, they're going to, I can't imagine having a vanity side by side with my spouse. So, and neither can my spouse. So
there you go. See,
that works out great. I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine and coastal inspired decor and design. Can you describe that?
Yeah, I mean, look where we live, right? We live in this beautiful coastal area. Every place you go, even if you're, downtown, there's coastal influences. But I say coastal inspired instead of coastal design. And the reason for that is that not everyone wants to feel like they walk in their home and they've just entered a boat, right?
Right.
or a yacht. And a lot of times you do. You see homes in the area and every home looks exactly like every other home. It's the blue and white. And not everyone wants that. Not everyone wants shells all over the house and shell motifs.
Right.
So it's coastal inspired, which, tends to give more of a more homey, a more casual style. Some people want, I have a client downtown, and she said, look, I'm not in a historic home. I do live downtown. I don't want to feel like I'm in a museum.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to feel like I'm in Charleston. I have the Battery nearby. I want to have some influence of water in here. And that's really important. Not everyone wants, again, the same thing. So do we do homes that are very traditional, very historic? Absolutely. But I would say more often than not, folks come to us with that. They want some coastal aspect to it, some casual design built in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information about Sweetgrass Living?
Well, there's so many ways they could do this. One is to look in the magazine. Charleston Home and Design, has done this amazing job of featuring Sweetgrass and featuring homes that we have done. And so I always refer people back to the magazine and to look and see some of the examples. Certainly, they can reach out to us directly at 843-580-6929. Folks can email me directly, Nadine@sweetgrassliving.com. And I'm just really excited that we're doing this, Tim, because, you know, the magazine, what I love about your magazine is that it aligns so much with Sweetgrass clients in that they look at the magazine, they see these beautiful homes, but what I always hear is they're realistic. They're mm-hmm. beautiful, but I don't feel like I can't achieve that look.
Yeah.
And so I just want to congratulate you in the magazine for designing it in such a way that gives people an opportunity to feel like they really can achieve those looks that you're showing. I just think it's amazing.
Well, that's very kind of you, and I really appreciate that feedback. And from my point of view, I'm just amazed at the beautiful projects that our advertisers allow us to go out and photograph. And so we're very, very fortunate that we've got such a great group of advertisers within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, including Sweetgrass Living.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for the opportunity, as always.
You bet. And we've been talking with the Doctor of Design, Nadine Vogel, with Sweetgrass Living. Thanks so much, Nadine.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
And talking to us now is Steve Rudnecki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. How you doing, Steve?
Good. See you again.
Good. Steve, take a moment and tell everyone about Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Oh, we're locally owned and operated, also female owned. Christina Tenoni is our owner. We've had a little bit of change with some of the family dynamic, but Christina has come on and brought a new fresh look to the business, a new way of looking at things and things that are going to be changing with us here at Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. But everything else is still the same. We're over in North Charleston at 7400 Rivers Avenue next to Petco. We've been around for 17 years, just celebrated our 17th anniversary this past summer. And you can find us online at AtlanticBeddingAndFurniture.com. We've been Charleston's choice for the past 5 years for best furniture and best mattress store. So we're very excited to keep bringing great values and great product to people here in the Lowcountry.
Well, congratulations on 17 years in business. People take it for granted that companies are just going to be around no matter what, and it takes a day-to-day battle to ensure that you can sustain that business. So it's not easy from one business owner to another.
No, yeah, definitely no small feat these days. I've been with them for 7 years now, and it's evolving and adapting and continuing to grow and things like that. So
right. Well, how's the, over the last few years, I've asked you with COVID, I've asked you about like the supply chain and inventory and has that all settled out?
Yeah, things have gotten back to normal, ocean rates and logistically things have definitely settled back down. Production is back to pre-COVID levels. So things have really settled down It's definitely changed the landscape. There's definitely, manufacturers that did not survive and they've had to change their lineups and things like that. And retailers obviously use that time to get themselves a little leaner, trying to do as much or more with less. So, but as far as being able to get the home furnishings in and the quality and selection of products, everything has, really gotten back to pre-COVID levels, which is always good to see.
Well, that's good. I know that there's two furniture markets up at High Point, North Carolina. The fall one is not as big as the spring one. Did you go to the fall market?
Yeah, I didn't shoot up there, but I had some of our staff. Our buyer Nick Tenoni went up there to take a look at some of the new products and everything like that. We do most of our buying at the spring, so we kind of get ourselves set for the entire 12-month cycle. And living this close to High Point, we have a great relationship with our vendors, with our manufacturers, our sales. We're constantly kind of keeping an eye on different things. We're being aware of new products and new trends. But, without a doubt, we do a little bit more of our buying at the spring market. We did take a look at some of the new mattress lineups and some of the new bedding lineups this past fall. That seems to kind of tend to be our our focus a lot of times in the fall, just concentrating on some new mattress and bedding lineups.
Mm-hmm. It must be such a challenge. It's like predicting the weather to try to determine what consumers, what homeowners are going to want and commit to purchasing all of these different new lines of furniture and things like that. And then you kind of hold your breath and hope that they'll sell.
Yeah, a lot of times. I mean, thankfully, you know, these days, a lot of our point of sale systems and our inventory management, you know, the technology has really helped out in the respect that we're able to get really good sales analysis tools through our technology. So we're able to track, and we have friends in the industry in other states that, you know, are similar to us that we're able to discuss and bounce ideas off of. But without a doubt, you're trying to find out what's hot, what people are looking for, whether it's colors or function or design and style, and just kind of keeping an eye on that, because what the industry as a whole wants people to see through the mass advertising is what people are going to see, and that's what they're naturally going to want. So we try to follow those trends as close as we can with, you know, keeping in touch with where we are. We're in Charleston, so obviously the coastal looks will always reign supreme, and there's always going to be a market for that. But, you know, we also want to keep other things as well that people might be interested throughout the year as well.
Yeah, very good. Are there any particular trends that you're seeing that come to mind?
You know, I mean, it's the color changes from time to time. I know everybody comes out with their color of the year. So we try to keep on top of that. But, you know, here in Charleston, things have remained pretty standard. You know, we've brought in, you know, that coastal look is, like I said, always going to reign supreme. But we've also been keeping an eye on different pops of color. We've made a bigger push right now for some of our home furnishings and our accessory lines. So lamps and throws and, you know, end tables and occasional sets. That's kind of an area that we've taken a newfound renew on, and trying to better tap into what people are going to be looking for, and just some of those smaller items, because we've done a good job of the mainline items and keeping tabs on what's really good for the low country here. So we've been just taking that a step further with the home furnishing and accessories lineups.
Right, right. I understand you've made some changes, updates to your to the Atlantic Bedding and Furniture showroom.
Yeah, we took a couple long days and long overnights, and cranked up the music and just went a little crazy in the showroom and really redesigned the layout of everything, and you know, got all the way down to the bare floor and just started moving things around. And it's a great look. People will see some of the photos in our next ad the next issue that'll be coming out of Charleston Home and Design. But yeah, we did a really nice job of kind of just refocusing the look and design and the flow of the showroom to highlight some of the new products in certain areas. So I think people who have previously come into the showroom, they come back and visit, they'll be pleasantly surprised at what we've been able to do and some of the new looks that we've been able to give inside the showroom.
Gotcha. So next Friday is Black Friday. Does Atlantic Bedding and Furniture, do you folks have any special sales going on?
We do. I've been spending the last couple of days just finishing up the ad creative, and it'll probably be hitting the interwebs later on today. But we've got a lot of great sales going on for both living room sets and some bedroom sets. We've got a few door busters. I'll sneak peek at that. On Friday, we're going to have some recliners, some manual recliners, both in gray and brown for $149, which we usually sell for $499. So I'm actually going to take a loss on some of those. But, you know, I want people to be able to come in and get quality products at a great price and maybe see what else is around and get some ideas. And, you know, that's the whole purpose of those door busters, is to get the customers inside the door and so they can see what we're all about and see what we have and show them that, you know, they can get a great product at a great price from us. So we're going to have some other door busters that we're finalizing here. But yeah, take a look at us on social media and pop in the store on Friday morning at 10 a.m. And we're going to have some great deals throughout the store for Black Friday.
And what's the new mattress line that Atlantic Bedding and Furniture just took on?
Yeah, so we've made a couple changes. We actually have brought on Beautyrest Black, which is one of the gold standards for the industry. We previously carried another high-end retailer, and we swapped out of those we had the opportunity to bring in Beautyrest Black. So we have those guys lined up. We've got 5 styles on display in our showroom in our mattress gallery, which has been fantastic. They've really taken traction over the last couple months. And have been a big seller for us. It's a fantastic mattress. And when you think about, sleeping on it every day and, you typically for 10 years or so, it's a great investment for a great night's sleep. So we have that. And then we also still carry a lot of our bed in the box mattresses. We've got Nectar and Dream Cloud. We also added Molecule, which is a new mattress to the game. So we've brought 3 of their mattresses on as well. So we've revamped a little bit of our lineup there. We've also brought in Comfort Sleep, which is a local brand up in North Carolina, made here in the United States. So we've revamped our mattress lineup. There's some great options for mattresses there for really every type of sleeper, whether you want something that feels like a piece of granite with a nice comfy piece of fabric over the top of it, because you want that solid, hard as a rock mattress. Or if you're looking for something to really sink into with a nice pillow top or plush lineup, we have those as well. So we've got a lot of great options for people who are looking for mattresses this time of the year.
Well, good deal. Well, a lot of the people that are building custom homes, doing remodel projects, they're taking a trip to North Charleston to visit the showrooms to pick out all their selections. And so while you're up there, make sure to drop by Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. And Steve, tell everyone where you're located and how they can get in touch with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture.
Absolutely. Our showroom is in North Charleston at 7400 Rivers Avenue. That's the North Point Plaza, right at the intersection of Ashley Phosphate and Rivers Avenue, about 2 minutes off of I-26. We're right next to Petco, so nice and easy to find right next to Petco there in the shopping center. You can check us online at AtlanticBeddingAndFurniture.com. And you can also find us, obviously, on Facebook and Instagram as well. We have plenty of great content on there. So we look forward to see everybody over the next couple weeks during the holidays and next year as well.
Good deal. Well, we've been talking with Steve Rudnicki with Atlantic Bedding and Furniture. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. How you doing, Dan?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Dan, you take a moment and tell everyone about Bath Tune-Up.
Yeah, sure. So what I like to describe us is a white glove service from start to finish. We'll do anything from tub to shower conversions, simple tune-ups, just, if people want a new vanity, new mirror, new light, something like that. Or we'll take it down to the studs, fully custom, and whatever the customer wants.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yep.
And in Bath Tune-Up, this is a franchise, so there's other Bath Tune-Ups around the country, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. We're throughout the U.S. and Canada.
Gotcha. What comes to mind from a homeowner's point of view is, and I have experienced this myself. Other homeowners probably have, where you hire a contractor and then there might be a problem or an issue down the road, and you can't find that contractor. But that seems to be one of the advantages of working with a company like Bath Tune-Up. You've got you've got kind of a Bath Tune-Up headquarters that you could always turn to if there was a problem.
Yeah, 100%. There's full support by the home office, but yeah, you're never going to run into an issue of the contractor disappearing or anything like that. We will always show up. And listen, it's a renovation projects. You'll hit some bumps in the road. But our promise to the homeowner is that we'll be fully transparent. We'll fix whatever's wrong, and we'll always provide a solution.
Gotcha. Well, Is Bath Tune-Up one of the companies that promises like a one-day turnaround, or talk a little bit more about the remodeling process with Bath Tune-Up?
So that's a difficult question. I will say that we can do stuff in one day. Basically, if our competition is saying that they can do one day, that's going to be a tub to shower conversion, generally speaking. We can do that in 2 days, basically, because I would ask if they're going to change out the valve in the wall. We always change out the valve in the wall just because we don't know what was installed, if it was installed properly, if there's water damage behind the wall. So 2 days is the minimum. And also if they're saying that it's one day, they might be putting a skin over what's already existing. I would never recommend doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think people kind of get that mentality that they get from like HGTV, where you know the entire project is wrapped up in 30 minutes, and we certainly would like it to be wrapped up that quickly, but the reality is it's just there's not a lot of good that can come out of speeding through a remodel project.
Exactly. You do not want to speed through this. This is your house. You're gonna be in the bathroom every single day. You do not want to rush through this. Also, what I'll speak to HGTV is there's a reason why it's on TV and everything's not, as it seems to be. Some of it's true, but you know, some of those budgets that they come up with, I have to laugh because the concrete costs that much.
Yeah.
And they're saying the whole project costs that much. You know, you got to be careful with that.
Right. So bathrooms are wet areas, and sometimes the bathroom remodel is being done because the homeowner has experienced a leak. What does Bath Tune-Up, how do you folks handle situations where like the subfloor might be rotted?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up. We run into this quite a bit, and we use that as an opportunity to rip out that wood rot and start fresh, you know, so you have a brand new foundation to build upon. Where, you know, sometimes homeowners kind of bury their head in the sand and they're like, I'll get to that later on. No, you should fix it now because you could have mold back there, could be adverse health effects. So what we want to do is we want to get in there, brand new foundation, and build upon that.
Mm-hmm. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. And does Bath Tune-Up do any work out beyond a bathroom?
Nope. We're just bathrooms only. So we specialize in bathrooms. That's what we're good at, and we stick to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. As the bathroom remodel is going on, what will the homeowner experience be? And you mentioned when we started the interview that you offer a white glove service. So talk about how the workers interact with the homeowners. The homeowner is most likely not moving out of the house while the project is going on. So what will the homeowners be experiencing while Bath Tune-Up is there?
Yeah, so basically the homeowner deals with me directly throughout the whole process. We'll have workers in there, you know, throughout the whole renovation, but they'll always be going through me if any issues arise or any questions that they have. I'll be in constant contact with them throughout the day, send them pictures every single day that we're in there. And I'll also be on the job site every day, or one of my workers will be, just to make sure that we're progressing as we should be and we're staying on time. But yeah, basically just constant communication and making sure our schedule is correct and moving forward properly.
Mm-hmm. What about like, does Bath Tune-Up put any kind of floor protection down?
So yes, that absolutely. If there's carpeting, we'll throw plastic down, or I'll make my guys wear booties in the house. That's you know, always top of mind to protect the homeowner's belongings and house when we're in there.
And a friend of mine told me this a long time ago. People who decide to live in their house while a remodel project is going on, he calls them dust eaters. And so what does bath tune-up like tape off the space so that dust is not going to permeate the whole rest of the house?
Yes, of course. Yeah, especially during demo day, we'll block off the bathroom completely. So, you know, the dust can get over everything and, again, can have adverse health effects. So we'll definitely need to contain that dust in some way. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the time, depending on the space, we'll tape up the door with some sort of plastic to keep it in.
Gotcha. What about selections? Does the homeowner, how does the homeowner choose if they decide they want tile or... how do they decide on the plumbing fixtures and the toilet, new toilet and sink or new tub that might be going in that space?
Yep. We have, specific vendors that we deal with, where they can, go through me. I can show them many selections via, you know, my laptop. When I'm in the house, or I can send them into one of my tile vendors and they can go pick out the tile that way. Mm-hmm. If they're not looking to do tile and they want an easier clean, we have different vendors for that as well. Generally a little cheaper than tile and easier to clean if they want to go that route as well. But we have every single option under the sun that is available to them. It just depended on what way they want to go.
What's your favorite part of being the owner of Bath Tune-Up?
I would say at the end of a project, the big reveal day and seeing their reaction is, you know, makes it all worthwhile. We're really out there touching people's lives and, you know, it's such an intimate space, the bathroom. And we spend so much time in there that, you know, it really gets me up in the morning to go out and help these people.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Bath Tune-Up?
They can go to my website, bathtuneup.com. I'm obviously the Charleston version of that. I also have a Facebook page, Bath Tune-Up. They can call me at 843-973-0238. And you can email me at designer@bathtuneup.com. And between the tune and the up is a dash.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Dan Ziner with Bath Tune-Up. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.